Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh man, I got the perfect hype song for the Trump rally later tonight in Bozeman, Montana at the Brick Breeden Field House. Perfect hype song. Guys, don't let me forget to play this later in the show. Oh man, I tell you what, I was having so much fun when this video caught my eye earlier this morning. But I tell you what, looks like people are already getting hyped up in Bozeman right now as we speak. I just shared a whole bunch of tweets and photographs. X.com/Aaron Flint. And we've got Senator Steve Daines on the phone lines with us right now. Senator, I guess there's like 1,000+ people already lining up for the Trump rally.
Aaron, I was up at the field house this morning at dawn. I was up there for 6 o'clock this morning. It was just electric to see all of these Trump supporters, Tim Sheehy supporters lined up. So many American flags, so many MAGA hats. Just amazing. And, you know, this is where I grew up, Aaron. Went to kindergarten through college here. Just a special moment. I have memories of seeing Johnny Cash in the field house in the early 70s. They're going to have President Trump there tonight. It's great. And the diversity of where these folks have come from across Montana. So where are you from? I'm from Joplin. I'm from Medicine Lake. I'm from Glasgow. That sounds familiar there, Aaron. I'm from Belgrade, Helena, Great Falls. Just all, Whitehall, just all over the state are pouring in here to Bozeman. I'm hearing we're going to have 10,000 people there tonight, and the word is there are tens of thousands of others that want to get into this rally. So we're way oversubscribed. There's a lot of support for President Trump and for Tim Sheehy.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting. You know, when you talk about being there at sunrise as the sun is coming up, I hope come January it's going to be morning in America. It's going to be morning in Montana once again, because, boy, do we need it.
Well, I'm reminded of 1979, 1980. We had the disasters of Jimmy Carter. We had high inflation, disaster geopolitically, hostages in the embassy in Tehran, American hostages, and Ronald Reagan was elected in 1980 and changed the course of America. This is what's needed in 2024.
And President Trump and his team will be even more prepared. Look at how quickly they turned things around in 2017 after he was in the White House. We've got a bigger challenge on our hands this time than we did back in 2017, but his team's going to be even more prepared than even back then.
Absolutely. I mean, we know what needs to be done to undo the damage of the EPA, of the State Department, the Treasury Department, of the Defense Department, rebuilding our military. Getting rid of this woke nonsense, getting rid of it in the military. The Trump team is ready to lead. They're going to be more experienced even than before and ready to start governing on day one. And it's so needed. We are running out of time in this country. But what's important, the reason Trump is coming to Montana, let's not lose sight of it, is because of Tim Sheehy. Trump's leading by 20 points in Montana. Trump knows he's going to win Montana. He needs to make sure that Tim Sheehy beats John Tester. He's got to have a senator that stands with him and not against him. That is why Trump's coming to Bozeman, Montana tonight.
We can't save the country if we don't save Montana. Well said. Senator Steve Daines standing by. We'll chat more right after this, ahead of the big Trump rally here, his first event in a week publicly.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, later in the hour, we'll get to your phone calls. We'll open up the phone lines for anything and everything you want to talk about here on Montana Talks. But special show today, given the massive event taking place tonight. First Trump rally in Montana here in 2024. Senator Steve, yeah, so a quick few minutes here with Senator Steve Daines, and then we should be joined by Tim Sheehy here in just a few minutes as well. Senator, what can we expect tonight? I know former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is going to be there. I chatted with him earlier this morning. Ronnie Jackson's going to be in the house. That'll be cool, too.
Well, remember, Aaron, look at the time of this rally this evening when Trump speaks about 8 p.m. Mountain Time. that's prime time for America. So this will be a remarks, of course, first and foremost about Montana and the U.S. Senate race and about Tim Sheehy. That's why Trump is here. It's to make sure Tim Sheehy wins the Senate race, because without Tim Sheehy in the Senate, Chuck Schumer could actually be the majority leader, which is a frightening thought, and it'll oppose everything Trump tries to do. I mean, having Trump elected is not sufficient. That's a huge first step. He's got to have a U.S. Senate that will support his policies and move his nominees through. You think about the Secretary of State, the Director of the CIA, Secretary of Treasury, EPA, all these incredibly important positions. We've got to have a Republican Senate that will support President Trump. John Tester voted to impeach Tester twice, to impeach Trump twice. He voted against the Trump tax cuts. Tester voted against every one of Trump's Supreme Court nominations. That's got to get out to the people of Montana, because it's not only that Tester votes with Biden and Harris 95% of the time, he's been opposed to Trump on the votes that really, really matter. So that's the first and foremost message tonight at this rally. It's directly to Montanans, but it will be a national stage. It'll be interesting to see what the president has to say, certainly about Kamala Harris, about this important race for the White House. Ronnie Jackson, I just heard, joining it. I'll be speaking towards the end, just before Trump comes out. I think I speak, and then I think Sheehy speaks, and then I think President Trump speaks. So I believe Tim Sheehy will be the basically introductory speaker prior to President Trump entering the field house.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. I just saw a video of Tim Sheehy out there with the crowd this morning. They are hyped and amped to see Tim Sheehy out there. You can see them waving their flags and much more. You know, the other thing about John Tester, if I doubt I'll get the chance to interview him, but if I had the chance to even just ask one question of President Trump, it's like John Tester constantly votes against the people of Montana, but then in an election year, he pretends to support Montana. Same thing with Trump. He trashes Trump. He talks about Trump punching Trump in the face. He wrote in his book about how he loved the poster featuring a dead Donald Trump. But he didn't say that publicly, of course, but that's what he felt privately. And just what a phony he is. And, you know, because I think President Trump has probably seen that firsthand with John Tester.
Well, look, I mean, when election year rolls around, these liberals, ideologically and from a voting perspective, like John Tester, turn conservative. They try to show the Montanans that they are different than they really vote back in Washington. And look, this is not a personal attack, Aaron. John Tester and I get along as two guys from Montana. We're two fellow Montanans, but we vote very, very differently. The most important thing for your U.S. senator back in Washington is how they vote. That's what you got to look at, the voting records. And there's so much at stake. You know, Kamala Harris broke 33 ties in the U.S. Senate over the course of her tenure as vice president. Remember, the vice president casts the tie-breaking vote when there's a tie in the U.S. Senate. There have been 33 ties. In fact, she has more tie-breaking votes than any vice president in our nation's history, ahead of John Adams and John Calhoun. On those 33 votes, Aaron, John Tester voted with Kamala Harris on every single one of them. That needs to get out to the people of Montana, including the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, this $2 trillion spending extravaganza that caused inflation, and that stimulus package for nearly $2 trillion that ignited inflation. That's nearly $4 trillion, Aaron, of spending, borrowed money we could have stopped had Tim Sheehy been in the Senate instead of John Tester.
Well, and if we do have tie votes even after these November elections, if President Trump and Vice President Vance are in there, now you've got Marine Corps veteran J.D. Vance breaking those tie votes in a much different direction. Speaking of vice presidential candidates, Tim Walz, do you think the walls are closing in on him? Will he survive through the Democrat convention, given all the stolen valor issues he's facing?
Look, I serve with Tim Walz in the U.S. House. I know Tim Walz. He is truly a radical, ideological liberal, just like Kamala Harris. So they're two peas in the pod. But now, of course, they're exposing all these other very significant stolen valor issues on Tim Walz. I think he probably survives. Good grief, it'd be a major earthquake if they had to pull him from the ticket right now. So I think they'll find a way to try to whitewash that. But, you know, think about what we've got coming in Montana. It's very exciting. When Tim Sheehy is elected to the United States Senate, there'll be four members of the federal delegation. It'll be Troy Downey, Ryan Zinke, myself, and Tim Sheehy. Three of our four will be combat veterans. I'm the only one here that won't be a combat veteran. You know, my My claim to fame is my dad's a U.S. Marine from Billings, but to think I'll be serving with three combat veterans, that is a really good thing for our country and a really good thing for Montana.
Well, but and you've been showing support for our fellow veterans, and that's really what matters. That's key. So, you know, that will be huge. I saw Troy on Fox and Friends First earlier this morning, combat veterans who actually went to Iraq or Afghanistan, unlike Tim Walz, who... I mean, I made this point earlier this week. Even if the guy was the hero that he claims to be, he's pushing gun control. So it's like, yeah, whether you were a hero or not, sorry, you're out. We want our guns. We want our freedoms.
Well, Aaron, you know, I think there's certainly, you know, kind of a tempest in the teapot right now about Tim Walz, like there was about J.D. Vance. You got that, you know, the left went crazy about J.D. Vance. By the way, I know J.D. Vance very, very well. I've been in intimate settings with President Trump, J.D. Vance, and myself down at Mar-a-Lago, sipping on vanilla milkshakes, saving the world.
Senator, hold that thought. I got to hit a hard break here. Yeah. I apologize.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, we were having so much fun. We ran right through that hard break there just about 3 minutes ago. I know, Senator Steve Daines, I know you got to run, but it sounds like you were just about to make a very good point here. So thanks for sticking around for just a couple more minutes.
Well, let me finish the story about J.D. Vance. I know J.D. really well. I campaigned for him in Ohio when he ran for the U.S. Senate back in 22. Had the honor of serving with him for 2 years now in the U.S. Senate. What a thoughtful guy, smart guy, great America First leader. But I was with President Trump and J.D. Vance down at Mar-a-Lago, just the three of us sipping vanilla milkshakes together. Because remember, President Trump's a teetotaler. He doesn't touch alcohol because he had an uncle that an alcohol problem. And so we're sipping vanilla milkshakes, talking about the Senate map, who we need to get through these important Senate races, guys like Tim Hsu. We talked a lot about Tim Hsu that night. But here's my point. By the time it gets to November, this is going to be a decision for President Trump versus Kamala Harris. The vice president choice is important, but what's most important is at the top of the ticket. And that's why we made it all these attacks on J.D. Vance and so forth. You're seeing now Tim Walz being exposed. But I'll just say this. It's going to come down to Trump and Harris. This country, if you like San Francisco politics, you'll love Kamala Harris. She is a Bay Area radical. I've served with her for 4 years, by the way, as well, Aaron. She sat next to me at the Homeland Security Committee. On that committee, she was my seatmate, literally. I know who she is. She is truly the most liberal senator when she served, and that was confirmed by GovTrack, and now the Democrats want to scrub that. But let's keep in mind, she was further left than Bernie Sanders, Aaron. And the Democrats are running away from that. But remember, John Tester recruited Kamala Harris to the United States Senate back in 2016 because he had the same job that I have right now. But for the Democrats back in 16, he got Kamala Harris to run in California. We can blame John Tester for the fact that Kamala's in the Senate and now running for president of the United States. I hope the folks in Montana know Kamala Harris and John Tester are very, very tight.
You know, you talked about, you know, being at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse tonight. And, you know, and you and John Tester, you and Senator Tester get along. And I remember 20 years ago or so, I was at the Adams Center at the University of Montana and had a beverage. And I was sitting there chatting with then State Senator John Tester. And it's just amazing to me that that he can't just come and take phone calls from Montanans. And it's just like, wow, it's like we're a first name basis state. People call you Steve. They call Tim. Baucus was right. Max, right? And it's just like, you can't even just come and just shake hands with people, whether you agree or disagree or not. It's always just being curious.
Well, that's why, Aaron, I want to be clear. These aren't personal attacks against John. John is a friend. We both serve Montana as U.S. senators. We just vote very, very differently. And that's what really matters. It's not what you say, it's how you vote. And they're trying to cover that record up right now. And let's just keep in mind, the nation is counting on Montana to deliver the Republicans the majority for President Trump. When Tim Sheehy wins Montana, we have taken the gavel away from Chuck Schumer. There's a lot of pressure on us here in Montana to make sure we show up and vote. Everybody listening needs to make sure They are registered to vote, and they actually show up and vote. The stakes, Aaron, could not be higher. We all know that. But the most important thing we can give President Trump is a Republican majority to work with him, not against him like Chuck Schumer and John Tester. And that starts with electing Tim Sheehy right here in Montana.
Speaking of Tim Sheehy, we got him on the phone lines with us right now. Senator Daines, thanks for the extra time. Great to chat with you. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Aaron. Bye-bye.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah, speaking of Tim Sheehy, I just saw a video on Twitter. Man, the crowd Tim, they were fired up to see you this morning.
Well, you know, we hadn't really planned to go shake hands with the crowd. We were doing some media appearances on television around the field house today. And guess what? There were already hundreds and probably close to 1,000 folks there already. So, you know, they're showing up. Some of them were there all night. The least I can do is go there, shake their hands, thank them for their support. So we spent about an hour and a half there right before I hopped on the phone with you, working the crowd. As soon as we're done, I'm going to go back out there all day because we owe it to those people who have taken so much time out of their day to be here to support us, to support President Trump and the America First Movement. It's an honor to see them all there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I felt like I was already at a Trump Tim Sheehy rally last night. I did an event out at High Plains Brewing in Laurel, and I know you had a great turnout when you went there to meet and greet folks. But we had NFR rodeo legend Deb Greeno was there, decked out in his Trump gear. We had people from across Montana that were driving to Bozeman for the big rally tonight that stopped in at High Plains Brewing last night. It just, you could feel the excitement even last night. Even without being at the field house this morning.
Well, and it's not just Montana. Obviously, the most important thing is our fellow Montanans here. But, you know, just today met folks from Washington, Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, the Dakotas. People are driving from all over the region to be here for this event because, obviously, it's not too often you get to see President Trump. And we're so grateful he's here because it's important to remind people, like Senator Daines just mentioned, what's at stake. And you know, you said it perfectly there, you know, kind of during the transition. You know, we're a handshake, look in the eye type state. And that's how we've run this campaign. You saw a public poll out this week that showed us ahead. We've been seeing polls all over the map for the last 5 months, but all of them have been showing us ahead in this race. And I'll tell you exactly why. It's because we've been doing that. We've been shaking hands. You've been at a lot of these events. We're not running a basement campaign with $100 million of TV ads. I'm getting all over the state, all 56 counties, sometimes four or five towns in a day. No matter how small the town, whether it's Martinsdale, Cascade, Harlowton, Glasgow, Haver, all the way to Billings, Bozeman, Great Falls, we're going everywhere in the state. We're shaking people's hand. We're looking them in the eye and telling them what's at stake this election and why we have to save America. And it's working.
Well, I know my cowboy cousins out in, you know, Terry, Fallon, and the Baker area, they're excited that you're going to be in Miles City on Sunday. In fact, I've got just like I'm getting messages from people that are excited about the Trump Sheehy rally tonight in Bozeman. I'm, hey, Tim's going to be in Miles City on Sunday. And so people are that's going to be like a, you know, another, you know, with minus Donald Trump, of course. But people are excited about that one, too.
Well, again, we're feeling that excitement on the ground everywhere we go. Like you saw the video just a few minutes ago here at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse, folks are excited. And, you know, they're excited to talk to me directly. These are not scripted, filtered events. People ask whatever they want. And unlike Kamala Harris and unlike John Tester right now, I'm going radio shows, TV shows, unscripted public appearances. And people can ask whatever they want. And we'll answer any question they have because we have nothing to hide from. John Tester's got to run and hide from his voting record, which is exactly what he's doing. He's got to run and hide from the fact he's been a rubber stamp for the Biden-Harris agenda every time it's mattered. And I'm talking to people about what we're going to do to save this country, provide the economy, bring inflation down and cost of things like gas and groceries and lumber and everyday expenses back down, because the worst tax of all is inflation, because it's the most regressive tax in America, because working class Americans, lower income Americans, they're hurt most by double and triple gas prices. They're the hurt the most when the price of groceries are double. They're hurt most by 16% inflation because it costs us all the same thing. It's about time we get the economy working for everyday hardworking Montanans again.
What's tonight going to look like?
Tonight's going to be a great event. We're going to have, obviously, you know, Congressman Zinke, Troy Downing, me, Senator Daines, Governor, President Trump, a lot of great stories from other local Montanans who are joining us on stage. So it's going to be a few-hour event at Brick Breeden Fieldhouse. We're going to be talking about how we put America and Montana first when we win this fall. And we've got to give President Trump a Senate. If President Trump wins and does not have a Senate, You know, he's going to have a very challenging time getting any of his policies through. He's not going to be able to appoint conservative judges. He's not going to be able to appoint a conservative cabinet. So it's critical that we give him a Senate. And as we all know, to give him a Senate, we have to win here in Montana.
Well, and look at the appointees that Biden, Harris, and frankly, John Tester have put in power. You know why the BLM is giving perks to the American Prairie Reserve and sticking it to farmers and ranchers? Because John Tester got his own hand-picked favorite, Tracy Stone Manning, to head up the BLM. So he is literally putting a target on the backs of Montana farmers and ranchers. You mentioned polling. It's fascinating to me. I remember when there was first talk of you running for the Senate. I first got to meet you and your incredible Marine Corps veteran wife, Carmen, about 10 years ago, right after you got out of the military. And people were like, hey, what do you know about this Tim Sheehy guy? I said, you got to meet him. And what this poll shows is that you have increased support 6% among undecided voters. Tester's only picked up about 2% of undecided voters. What that tells me is exactly what I said over a year ago, is if you meet this guy, you will like this guy, you will support this guy.
And that's what we've heard. I can't tell you how many hands I've shaken at people saying, I've been voting for John Tester my whole life, I've been voting for you. Hell, even Casey Walls did a commercial that said that. I've voted for John Tester twice, I'm voting for Tim Sheehy. And I think it's because, listen, I thank John Tester for his service. He's been in government service now for 30 years. It's time for him to retire, because I think, you know, his politics and his voting record are now so out of sync with what the people of Montana want. He has voted with Biden Harris every single time. He fought against all of Trump's Supreme Court nominees, all of Trump's cabinet nominees. He literally was a massive impediment to the Trump agenda, and he's been a massive rubber stamp for the Biden-Harris agenda. And Montanans have spoken very clearly. They do not want more of the Biden-Harris agenda. And unfortunately, John Tester is a loyal foot soldier of that. So we've been meeting people face-to-face, shaking hands, doing grassroots events, and that's showing in the polling because we're winning.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to seeing you there later today. I'm going to be hanging out in the pit of vipers in the media area. But I've got an incredible camera guy, the best videographer you can find. He does a lot of work with our friends Russell and Lane with the Western Ag Network. Paul Humphrey is going to be there. Come by. I'd love to chat with you on camera. If you can bring our friend Donald Trump with you, that would be incredible. Heck, bring Ronnie Jackson. I'd love to see Ronnie Jackson. I hear he's going to be there.
I'll bring anybody with I can over. Obviously, with the president now, I mean, security is tight as a drum after the events of a few weeks ago. So they're keeping his movements pretty well controlled, as they well should. But I'll definitely see you there, and I'll bring anybody over I can.
Sounds good. All right, look forward to it. Tim Sheehy, great to chat with you. And I know we got people listening while they're standing in line right now, listening on their smartphones and more. All right, we'll see you soon. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
All right, see you tonight, Aaron. Thank you.
All right, quick break, and then... what do you want to share? Or are you one of those people standing in line right now as we speak? Give us our own live report. You can be the correspondent. Yeah, it's like the WKRP turkey drop. You can call in live, remote, on location from the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse, 406-294-0970. Or you can send us a message on the Montana Talks app if you're camera shy.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
A Canadian company that got its start distilling a milk byproduct into spirits in a large cooperative owned by Great Lakes dairy farmers broke ground on a new Michigan plant that will unite their businesses to make ethanol. While most U.S. ethanol is corn-based, Ontario-based dairy distillery and the Michigan Milk Producers Association have a different idea. They're building a new facility which will repurpose milk permeate, a byproduct of dairy goods production. In a joint statement, the group said that utilizing the milk permeate to produce low-carbon ethanol is an innovative solution to reduce our carbon footprint and provide dairy farmers with more value for their milk. The $41 million plant will go online next year and take 14,000 tons of the dairy byproduct, using it to produce 2.2 million gallons of ethanol. In other news, beef export values climbed during the month of June. Those June exports of U.S. beef reached the highest value in 2 years. Data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation shows beef exports totaled just over 110,000 metric tons, down 4% from last year, but the second largest total this year. Export value reached $938.3 million, up 3% year over year, and the highest level since August of 2022. I'm Lane Nordlund.
talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
That was so fun earlier this morning listening to the radio news that would play at the top and the bottom of the hour earlier this morning. The Billings station that I'm able to pick up in the early morning hours is a Fox News affiliate. So it was kind of cool hearing, you know, Montana being mentioned in the national news in a good way, of course.
Former President Trump travels to Bozeman for a rally on the campus of Montana State University. The former president, in addition to firing up supporters about his campaign with Senator J.D. Vance to get back to the White House, will also seek support for Senate candidate Tim Sheehy, who wants to unseat Democratic Senator John Tester, who is running for his fourth six-year term. Crowds will likely be very friendly for former President Trump, who won Montana in 2016 and 2020 with more than 56% of the vote each time.
Yeah, not only that, but look at some of those eastern Montana counties and those central Montana counties. Some of those counties voted 70 and 80% in support of President Donald J. Trump. There was another mention of Montana in this report following President Trump's hour-long plus press conference yesterday.
A presidential debate may be in the cards after all, at least one of them anyway. The negotiations are still kind of at arm's length right now, but the subject did come up. Former President Trump tried to draw a contrast with Vice President Harris by taking questions from the media in a lengthy news conference. As for debates, Trump is now talking about three possible dates. A conversation, but no commitment yet to any other debates. Harris is heading to Arizona today. Trump is going to Montana.
All right, there you go. Okay, I better play this, and then I'm going to jump right into the phone calls. We got a couple callers on the phone lines. We got phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. But first, I got to play what I think should be the Trump hype song at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse tonight. So earlier this morning, you know, I was sharing stories on our Montana Talks website. I've got about a dozen new headlines from all across Montana, news stories, feature stories, you name it, at montanatalks.com. And this one caught my eye. It's written by KC out of Missoula. Here's the headline that caught my eye. Western Montana Fair Livestock Auctioneer with this question, future rap artist? So I'm like, okay, I got to click on this story. What's the story here? Western livestock auctioneers as rappers? And apparently this video is a little old, but it's even though it's an oldie, it's a goodie. Here you go. I think this should be the Trump hype song when he comes out at the Breeden Fieldhouse tonight, just like a rodeo.
4 and 5, 4 and 5, 4 and 5.
$1.40, $6.5, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75, $7.75 I think I'm going to be playing that video, the whole drive over to Bozeman here in just a little bit. Well, she is already on the ground at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse, and it was great to see her at our event at High Plains Brewing in Laurel last night, driving all the way from eastern Montana. She's called in before. She goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Reelected. Hey, great to hear from you. What's it looking like down there?
Well, good morning, Aaron. It's looking very, very good. We've got a sea of, just a sea of red. There's children, there's adults. It's just, it's amazing. The energy feels amazing. And so I asked everybody behind me, at 1, 2, 3, say, let's go, Trump. Are you ready? You're on the radio. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, let's go, Trump. There you have it, Aaron. We are all fired up for the rally.
That's awesome. How many people do you think are there, and how early did you get there?
I got here at 8:30, And there's tons. I mean, the line is just filling up. I don't want to discourage anybody from not coming because we have a big screen and they can experience the whole entire event. But it is filling up quick, and I suggest people get down here as soon as they can.
I was going to say, because you're going to be able to get in there, especially if you're there with the early crowd. But even if you didn't make it inside for the Trump rally, I'd imagine it's probably worth it just being out there, seeing all these great patriots and being part of the excitement, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some great, great people. They just great conversation, Aaron. That's really all I can say. Come down here and experience it for yourself.
All right. Well, we will see you all soon. Thanks so much for the live report. Greatly appreciated and great to see you at our event that we had last night at the High Plains Brewing in Laurel. By the way, I mentioned, you know, we're going to be covering the Trump rally later today, later tonight. We'll have coverage for you on Monday on the show, of course. And I'll have coverage for you through our Montana Talks website and my social media accounts over the weekend. Our coverage is going to be thanks to our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental. Yellowstone Family Dental is going to make this coverage happen so that we can be there. We can share it with you. We've hired a cameraman to be there as well so we can just get as much great content as possible. So, again, thanks to Yellowstone Family Dental for sponsoring this coverage. And, by the way, if you need dental implants, they're the place to go. People, just like a Trump rally, people travel from all over the region, all over the U.S. to come to a Trump rally in Montana. People travel from all over the country to get implants, dental implants done at Yellowstone Family Dental. So check them out, MontanaDentalImplants.com. All right, let's go into the phone lines once again. Lucas Schubert in Kalispell, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, just wanted to talk about the ballot initiative that Democrats are pushing onto our state at CI 120. Well, it's actually all three of them, CI 126, 127, 128. 128 is about abortion, but the election, the 126 and 127 are about elections. They're trying to get ranked choice voting in our state, just like Alaska. In Alaska, Democrats hadn't won the U.S. House seat in 50 years. And the first time that they put ranked choice voting, the Democrat won. And this is backed by big money, you know, George Soros, 1630 fund. They're backed by George Soros. They've given at least $100,000 in supporting this thing. And not a lot of people are talking about it, which is so critical that we do start talking about it. Because if this passes, it will be a permanent 1-4% shift to the left in every election in Montana going forward. And that is going to undo decades worth of work that conservatives, grassroots people have put in for decades. So it's critical that we go against these things that they're trying to pass.
No, that's exactly right. And all of the out-of-state money. Who was it? Somebody made the point the other day. Who was it? They said, you know, there is so much money flooding in to back these initiatives, the radical abortion initiative, the rank choice, you know, that rank initiative that you just referenced here as well. There's so much money pouring in from the Soroses of the world that they don't even know where all of the money is even coming from right now.
I know. They watch it pretty good. And what I do know, though, is a lot of the money, aside from Soros, is also coming from these two Texas billionaires, anti-2A, liberal, and, you know, it's not enough to just play in their own state. They want to go across the entire country and try to shift it more liberal. So we really have to be on the lookout for this and just really try to inform people that this is going to be one of the most important things that's going to be on the ballot this November.
Hey, Lucas, are we going to see at the Jim Jordan rally tomorrow in Kalispell?
Yes, and I am going to be down at the Trump rally, but there was some traffic in town, so we'll see if I get in or not. But I don't know. I'll be at the Jim Jordan rally, though, for sure. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, either way, we'll look forward to seeing you at both, one way or the other, inside or outside. Yeah, more tickets just became available, so the Trump rally tonight, I'll actually be the MC for the Jim Jordan Ryan Zinke rally tomorrow in Kalispell. So, look forward to seeing many of you. And they moved it to a bigger – location at the baseball stadium so that they can fit more people in, because there was just such an overwhelming demand for people that want to attend that rally, which I got to say, I mean, Jim Jordan's a big deal, and I knew there would be a strong turnout for the event. But with the Trump rally taking place tonight, I thought that people might be like, well, I'm going to go to the Trump rally, so I probably won't make. No, there is a huge turnout coming for Jim Jordan tomorrow on Saturday. So I'll be the MC for that event. And then Sunday morning, I'm going to be at Sykes, probably from about 10:30 in the morning till about 12:30 in the afternoon. We're going to help you fight inflation with some gift cards that we're going to have for you, paid for by our friends at Americans for Prosperity Montana. Speaking of that, if you're not waiting in line for the Trump rally this afternoon, around 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, come see me. Plonk yourselves down on Main Street, because that's where I'll be. Come see me on Main Street in Bozeman. Later today.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we've been doing events all across the state of Montana. I mentioned we'll be at Sykes Diner on Sunday morning. I just hope LaDean Thompson is playing the piano. It's always cool when you go to Sykes and it's a packed restaurant. Everybody's enjoying breakfast and there's LaDean playing the piano. Such a great place, such great people. But we've been doing these events all across Montana. And in the Gallatin Valley alone, God, we were out at Four Corners at the Country Corner Cafe one afternoon. We were at the Black Pot Distillery in Belgrade. Owen's Outfit, great spot there. We were down at the Rockin' R one Friday night, had a great time there. This afternoon, around 2, 3 in the afternoon, I'll be set up in front of Plonk. Plonk is a cool restaurant downtown Bozeman. And I know what some of you are thinking, like, Aaron, man, you know, the inflation's so crazy. We haven't gone out for a cool dinner or a nice glass of wine because of inflation and the cost of everything. Well, that's why I'm there to help you out. That's why we're doing these events paid for by Americans for Prosperity. So that, hey, maybe you can treat yourself to something nice in the midst of all the inflation. But yeah, that's where I'll be when I said come Plonk down on Main Street. Well, we're going to be out in front of Plonk. They won't open until later tonight, but that's where we'll be, is just out in front. So you can just come by and say hi. Let's see. Let's go to Marilyn. Who did we have next? Frank in Paradise Valley was next, and then Marilyn's up right after Frank. Frank, what's going on?
Yeah, I heard the John Tester ad, and it made me sick, how he is bashing Tim Sheehy for buying up Montana. This month in the Epic Times, there was an article about the Chinese buying up land all over America right next to military bases. I'd like to see if you can get that guy on the radio or Governor Gianforte on how we can stop the Chinese government from buying up ranches and land in Montana.
Well, Montana already acted. Governor Gianforte signed a bill into law that the Republican supermajority delivered to his desk to ban China from owning land, especially near sensitive military sites. Fake,
awesome.
Fake, phony, flip-flop, flat-top John Tesser will say that he wants to ban China from owning farmland. But what has he done about it? Not a dang thing. He will say that he supports the Keystone Pipeline, but then when it matters the most, he votes against the Keystone Pipeline. And so, look, I don't even buy this whole idea that John Tester is a nice guy. I know we all like to be nice and, oh, well, he's a nice guy. No, he's not. No, he's not.
Well, Aaron, I'll tell you, if we can encourage anybody that can get their hands on this month's Epic Times and read the article about the amount of land, it's in the hundreds of thousands of acres that the Chinese Communist government is buying, and most of it next to sensitive military sites. It's unbelievable.
And this stolen valor, Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, how many trips did he take to China that were paid for by the communist Chinese government of China, right?
Yeah, 30.
And then the other guy that they thought would have been Kamala's running mate, the Democrat senator from Arizona, he He started a business to make spy balloons. And who invested in his spy balloon business? The communist Chinese government. I mean, just like, it's like, is that the vetting process to become a leading contender for the Democrat Party these days? Is you have to be on the payroll of the communist Chinese government one way or the other?
I believe so.
It sure seems that way. Yeah, yeah, and hey, thanks for the call, Frank. Great to hear from you. Look, I know it doesn't sound nice to say that John Tester is not a nice guy. A nice guy would not be afraid to come in here and take your phone calls. A nice guy would not be afraid to go talk to Paul Mushaven and Mark Wilson in the Country Station studio down the hall from me. A nice guy would not have lied about Iraq War veteran Admiral Ronnie Jackson. A nice guy would not lie and trash a Navy SEAL like Tim Sheehy. A nice guy would have at least said, hey, thanks for your service, but here's where I disagree with you on the issues. That's why I think, like, I know we all want to be nice, but he's not a nice guy. Marilyn and Lolo, what's on your mind?
So a nice guy wouldn't be for the slaughter of the preborn by the millions and millions and millions and millions either. So Kamala Harris, the other day a gal called in about David Daleiden, this journalist in California, that Kamala Harris, while she was AG in California, brought 15 frivolous lawsuits against David Daleiden because he was trying to expose Planned Parenthood and the way they get baby body parts and resell them. So he's still facing millions and millions and millions of dollars of fines and jail time. Different legal groups are still trying to get him off the hook, and yet Kamala Harris is running for president, and they're trying to call her Mamala. Give me a break. This woman Mamala is so bloodthirsty for the baby's bodies being slaughtered. It's just so sickening.
Well, and then it also shows their love for weaponizing government against not just Donald Trump, not just Donald Trump's lawyers. They've weaponized this government against peaceful pro-life protesters. I think you even had to deal with that in Missoula, didn't you, Marilyn? They've weaponized this government against Catholics. They've weaponized this government against parents criticizing crazy school board policies. And on we could go. Hey, I got to go to the field house. So excited to see so many of you. We're going to have coverage thanks to our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental, MontanaTalks.com. I'll try to share as much as I can later today and throughout the weekend. Look forward to seeing many of you while I hit the road.